You're listening to Free It On Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're real excited. I've been waiting a long time to get my friend TL on the show. He's here today. We're going to talk about Gibraltar Private. We're going to talk about the banking industry. We're going to talk about their role in the banking industry. And we're going to learn some things today that can help you make money today. So TL, welcome to the show.
Hey Jim, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
All right, TL, now I've always thought of Gibraltar as a community bank. The community banks are evolving. They're taking a big role here in South Florida. Some of them are growing rapidly. Tell me a little bit about how Gibraltar Private Trust fits into that.
Sure, absolutely. Well, first, you know, Jim, we are a bank that serves the community. But we are so much more than that. We are Gibraltar Private Bank and Trust, and that bank and trust differentiates us in an important way. We're a private bank that offers wealth management, advisory, trust and fiduciary services, as well as very much of a white glove concierge private banking experience.
So then from the typical money center experience, we're not going to name all the different competitors and stuff like that. People who know. What makes you guys different? And I could just say that for me, it was having somebody treat me like gold.
Sure.
And more importantly, my wife like gold.
Absolutely. That's one of the big differences in the money center banks. We are born and raised and based here in Coral Gables for 25 years. We know our clients by their first name. They have our cell phones. They call us 24/7 because they know when they need something, they can get a hold of us. And that's very important to us.
Well, I'll tell you what really impressed me in my most recent visit to the bank was when we were having our meeting and it was lunchtime. Not only was it the private chef and the beautiful food, the great food, but somebody swung by just to say hello and make me feel special. Who was that?
He sure did. Our CEO, Angel Medina. Absolutely. The reason why I'm there, quite frankly.
Well, it sounds to me that you've really got some great things going because, in my personal opinion, an organization's perspective and personality starts at the top. And you've got Angel up there. And what a terrific professional you have in the captain's seat up there.
I couldn't agree with you more. And Angel and I have known each other way back to the middle of the 90s. And when he started talking to me about coming to Gibraltar Private, it was really the way he articulated his vision of the future for our bank and how we could better serve our community that really engaged me. And quite frankly, I don't even know if you know this, Jim, but he convinced me to come back into banking. I had left banking. I had retired from banking.
Oh, no, I read your resume.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, that's how
you
come
did your research.
Yeah, that's how come you're going to be singing in the next part of the show. And I promise we'll get them with the Marlins. They're sponsors. We'll get them on the Marlins next year. Now, TL, you said that you made an allusion. You just drifted right by it. But what was that vision of banking that he presented to you that got you so energized that you switched career modes?
Well, so it really comes down to relationships and how we build them and how we maintain them. And so his vision is for us to use not only ourselves, right, and our ability to maintain those relationships personally, but be able to leverage technology to help us enhance the client experience. Everybody today is on their smartphone, right? And we live on that, and we've come to really rely on the convenience with that. So we've got to be cutting edge when it comes to all of the conveniences that technology can provide to clients when they need to know and need to reach either their bank or their account or make transfers and get to their cash.
You know, and I'm kind of leery about using my phone and apps because of security and safety. Do you guys have a special kind of security overlay on the app that helps people have a secure transaction?
Absolutely. Everything has the full encryption and security built into it. That's key. Privacy, as we know, is super important, and things can get hacked. We saw the whole experience with Experian recently. So we make sure it is one of our primary important things that we focus on, that everything is secure and compliant in every way.
Now, how about ATMs? I mean, they're all over town, but how do I do an ATM with you?
You can use any ATM anywhere across town. Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, I know that I've met a number of your team members, very young guys, wonderful guys. Victor, for instance, is absolutely terrific.
Victor's great over in Miami Beach.
Tell me about your next gen at the bank and how that rolls into your whole marketing strategy.
Sure. So obviously the millennial generation is going to be is already impactful and important in our society.
I call them people under 40.
People under 40, exactly. One of the fastest segments of new millionaires are millennials, and they obviously still know the importance of maintaining relationships, but are some of the folks I was referring to about technology and the importance of it. So we've got to have associates that can not only relate but speak the same language, and that's not, you know, nothing is done better than having millennials on our team that are going to, you know, grow into the experienced bankers that we know they can become.
Now, when I sit in the lobby and I'm having my first coffee,
yes,
of many,
those cortaditos,
yeah,
I know you love them.
LA, we're usually a two coffee meeting here, me and TL.
Yeah.
You can imagine what it's like.
We
right
cover
at the,
a lot of territory.
Oh yeah, real fast too. We talk fast too. But when I'm up there and I'm sitting and watching the TV scrolling by, it really is something that I enjoy because it talks about a bunch of different things. Your philosophies. Mm-hmm. Your goals, your objectives, but there's one that really stands out. And I mentioned it to you yesterday, and it has three or four words on it. What are those words, and
yes,
what do they mean to you?
Sure. Trust, loyalty, and integrity, right?
Oh,
and so
it's what we search for in business all the time. Juan is actually applauding.
That should be in life, man.
That is in life. That's why I
right.
brought it up. That's why I said it's the most important part of whenever I go to see him. It's how I start my meeting with him, is seeing that and knowing it's a table setter for me.
Sure, absolutely. And it is truly the foundation of our culture and drives everything that we really are about. We not only have to trust one another and have each other's back and be loyal to each other within the organization, but in achieving that, we work with integrity when we serve our clients. And we are truly in service to our clients. As long as we maintain that type of perspective and paradigm, then the solutions that we're able to talk about with our clients come down the road and we're able to help them. But we are in true service to our clients.
You know, that's really terrific. You know, we have Bruce Turkell on the show a lot,
mm-hmm,
and we talk about his perspective. His most recent book is It's All About Them. It's why I end my personal pitch on here about that. When you call me, it's all about you. That's why I say I'm here to help you.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds to me like you and the bank and Angel and Victor and the rest of your team, Lena, all the people I know over there, really that's their focus.
Sure. Absolutely. We are getting ready to do some internal training, and the name of the course is The Art of Serving Others, where we're just going to make sure that we reinforce all of those things that we know are important to our organization that help us, you know, be tried and true to that, being in service to our clients. It's what it's all about at the end of the day.
It's the perfect time for me to ask what you're doing this weekend. What are you doing this weekend?
Yes,
Mr. Service to Others.
Yes. So, you know, we see it on television so much. It started with Harvey. For us, it came in with Irma. And so some friends of mine and I are packing up an SUV with supplies, and we're headed down to the Lower Keys this weekend. We're going to help some of the residents down there. Fred, the barefoot dentist, is one of our stops along the way. He and his wife are going to help them in their recovery efforts. People have been going down there every weekend, Miami residents, just kind of hopping in their cars, taking some stuff down there. We're going to take cold fruit and water and Gatorade and just work gloves. You know, I'm going to roll up my sleeves and see if I can hammer some nails into a wall without, you know, nailing my thumb, I guess.
Oh, you're the best. Make sure you wear hard-soled shoes. I stepped on something sharp. I had a whole bunch of things. But thank you so much for sharing that, because that's going to be the second half of our show, is how the challenges that brought our community together. Maybe, excuse me, frog appearance. That really hasn't ever happened before,
wow,
has
I
it?
I saw him. He was a big one.
But we're going to talk about the community coming together and some of the things that I've observed. So maybe you can stay and talk a little bit about that in the second half with me, because,
sure,
oh, that'd be great. That'd be
absolutely
great. Because, you know, people come and go on the radio. They don't listen to the whole hour except when it's my show.
Of course.
So Wanda, why don't you take it away, play some more toe-tapping music. We're going to have a great time. We're going to sit here and learn more about serving others in many different ways with my friend TL, who is the senior mark. What do you call yourself over there? I don't have
down. It's a mouthful. It's the director of growth strategies and client experience.
Like he said, we'll be back right after this with some great stuff to share. Wanda, rock me.